Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
All right. Wow, what a stellar morning it is. This is Sam, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Show. Since we're nearing the top of the hour, it's time for introductions. So you are listening to the 5 to 6 a.m. radio show of Dancing Bears, featuring the Grateful Dead. It's all dead all the time, and I've got someone really special in the studio with me.
Good morning, Boston and Tufts University. A big shout out to those who are running the Boston Marathon today.
I know.
Patriots Day.
It is. And in the theme of Patriots Day, this Dancing Bear radio show is going to be dedicated to the Dead Plays Boston. Really kind of, in a bunch of eras is what we're going to be taking it back to. So this is going to hit my personal heart, as I've seen Now the Dead in Boston twice, Phil and Bobby once, on their duo tour. So sit back and relax and enjoy this kind of preview into, let's take it back to November 19th, 2017. Some really good friends were in the audience, as well as me and my dad. Enjoy.
Simpson and the Lambs, they got an attack. Simpson, he called up all the Lambs. You read about this Lamb, he killed a man with his plow. Samson's got his hands up around that lion's collar. With that, he's got those killing man. The blues made of honey.
To the queen of spades, but the car-
it. Wow. Oh, that was one of my favorite Samson and Delilahs. That's from Dick's Picks, volume 17, going back to 1991. And then from that same set, live at the Boston Garden, was Dire Wolf. And, you know, while this dates back to 1991, specifically September 25th, that was actually the opening two songs of the second night of when I saw them in Boston with my dad. They opened, I'll never forget, they opened with Samson Delilah, Dire Wolf. Then they said, I think it was Believe, Cold, Rain and Snow, Loser, and then Karina. Oh, one of my favorites. I know it's not necessarily a big dead classic, but Karina's definitely a good one. What do you think, Mom?
I'm excited. The music is just coming out. It's 5 a.m. in the morning and feeling it in Tufts.
Yeah, yeah. What is your favorite, what would you say your favorite dead opener has been over the years?
It's hard to beat Samson Delilah.
Right.
It's a pretty sweet tune.
It's a pretty killer one, right? Yeah. What a killer Bobby tune, right? Yeah. We're going to be not giving anything too much away, but we'll be bringing it back to Terrapin in a little while. But for now, let's... It's kind of raining. It's going to be raining a lot today. So I think we're in, what would you say, it was the wake of the flood, if you will. Enjoy.
Well, to you all, your mother's face. Wildflower seen in the sandstone. May the far winds roll you safe. Roll away the dew. You better roll away, roll away the dew. You better roll away the dew. I want you to roll away, roll away the dew. lighthouse keep. Wildflowers seen in the sand and wind. May the fog winds roll you home again. Roll away, roll away, the dew.
To do while these songs are playing is just dance in the studio with my mom. So that was first off Mississippi Half Step Uptown Toodaloo from Wake of the Flood, but of course a live rendition. It was Boston Music Hall of November, December 2nd of 73. And then we had a killer, an absolutely killer Franklin's Tower. I was not going to put that in there, but I was listening to it last night, and oh, it's wow. It became one of my favorite Franklin's Tower. That was so. Oh, they were just together. I mean, that, again, this was from the 91 tour, and they were just so, they were so tight. They were so good. To keep it rolling with our hour, here's my mom with a PSA for all you all out there.
Good morning, Tufts University. Fun fact. Being in the healthcare business myself.
Mm-hmm.
And from the Kaiser Family Foundation, just something to be aware of, the annual worldwide economy, $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. So we're pumping it, but yet the U.S. comprises slightly less than 5% of the world's population. And 5% of Americans account for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare. That means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Think about those burgers you eat and ways that we can help to, in the future, reduce healthcare costs.
Excellent. That was my mom, and this has been your friendly public service announcement from Tufts Freeform Radio Show, and we're going to keep it rolling. Taking it back to kind of Terrapin vibes. Enjoy. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. tale is told enough. While the fire lights up low, strange shadows from the flames will grow, till things we've never seen seem familiar.
Right.